You're listening to a special Easter edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast, a reflection of the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, my family, it's good to be with you again during this Easter season. And the Easter season moves forward, moves on, and it calls us to live again in the resurrected Lord, to rejoice in the truth of the resurrection, and to see where in our lives we might still be dying, because the Lord wants to resurrect those areas too. Let's do this. Our first reading from Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 33, verses 1 and 2, verses 4 and 5, and then verses 18 and 19. Our second reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 9. And our gospel from St. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. You know, words really matter. And I've said that before on the podcast, but I can't say it enough. Words matter. And when you're studying the Word of God, it's great to pay attention to specific words. And it's great to take our time with the readings. Every time you get to a period in Scripture, when you're praying through the readings, take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale, because at every period, we should be contemplating what the Lord is doing. And that's the beauty of the Holy Spirit, of inspiration, that the Holy Spirit breathes life into us. And that inspiration, what we breathe in of the Holy Spirit, we're supposed to then go out the doors of the church and breathe out, respiration, to breathe out that peace of God, that life of God on other people. But it's always a dialogue. Even when we're just reading, it's still a dialogue that God is the one speaking to us. It's not just us reading words off of paper. God is speaking to us because this is a living relationship. And that's one of those things I always get a kick out of when people say they have a hard time with religion. Religion is this, organized religion is this. And we're constantly trying to tell people, look, even though we're 2,000 years old and we have a great hierarchy and tradition, we're not that organized a lot of the time. And I often wonder if people would have less of a hard time with the word religion if they understood where it came from. The word religion, in its earliest root word, its earliest derivative, comes from a word that means relationship. That when we talk about religion, we're supposed to be talking about a living relationship. And that's why, especially during Easter season, when we hear about this early church, this young church, this group of disciples, this group of young Christians being baptized and trying to figure out what it means to be a church. And this is not that different from nowadays, because now you have all these other ecclesial communities and faith communities and everything else, but we still have one Catholic universal Christian church that's been standing for 2,000 years that was founded by Christ himself. And we're still trying to figure out how to be church, how to get along with one another, how to love one another. But we're okay because God gave us a plan. In this first reading, the disciples continued to grow. It's the first thing you're going to hear. The number of disciples continued to grow. And as this happened, the needs of the community were so great that the 12 could only do so much. Remember, the 12 apostles, they were our first bishops. But as the needs grew, and as people were going to the church with, you know, I need money, I need food, I need this, I need that, they said, let's select from among the group 7 reputable men. And this is the beginning of the diaconate. I know a lot of times people look up and they say, what does the deacon do? Oh, he's the nice guy with the sash. He's the guy that holds up the book. He's the guy that claps off beat, whatever it is. But the deacons had a very specific role and still do in the church today. And oftentimes they don't necessarily even understand what that is. But the role of the deacon was to preach and was to care for the people, to devote themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. But listen to how the apostles, listen what they did. They presented these men to the apostles who prayed and laid hands on them. If you've ever been to an ordination ceremony, you've actually seen that literal laying on of hands, that passing on of the Spirit, but that physical touch. We see the same thing in a different degree at the confirmation ceremonies during this Easter season. That laying on of hands, that physical touch, that person-to-person contact that was all the way back to the early church. And again, it's because the church is made up of people. The church is a who and not just a what. And that's one of the things that St. Peter's trying to get across in the second reading. Come to him, a living stone, rejected by beings. He's talking about Christ here. Precious in the sight of God. And the living stones, like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. You see, he's reminding us again, the church is not just a building. The church is you and me. The church is living and breathing. The church is people. Yes, we go to a building to worship, but we are people. And the people of God are the visible image of God. That when people look at us as the living church, they're supposed to see God. They're supposed to see the way God lives and the way God loves and the way that we live and the way that we love. And that's why it's so important for people to understand that religion is not a what. Religion is that relationship with a who. The church is not just a what. The church is a who. And in this gospel reading from St. John, even his own apostles did not necessarily fully comprehend until Pentecost, like we're waiting for, did not comprehend the fullness of who Jesus was. Listen to what Thomas asks. Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? A little bit later, Philip says, Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Here's Jesus standing right in front of them. He's saying, look, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. Look, when you look at me, you've seen the Father. They were still trying to figure out, how does all this work with the religion we were raised in and the precepts and the law that we're supposed to live and what you're telling us to do? Tell us what to do. And Jesus looks them in the eye and basically says, be like me. Become like me. Become like me. Fill yourself with me, with the grace of Christ. That's what we're going to have in the sacraments. Love the Father like me. Follow the Father like me. When you live and love like me, you are one with me because I am one with the Father. And again, we're reminded that religion is not just a series of whats and a series of to-dos and a series of task lists. Religion is a relationship. And the better that you know Jesus Christ, the more that you walk with him, you go to him, you listen to him, you love him, you seek him in the sacraments, the better that you know him, that you look into his eyes. That's what prayer is, to look into his eyes, to hear his voice. True prayer, deep prayer, contemplative prayer, you should be able to hear God exhale, to breathe out into you and inspire you, that you and I can go forward and breathe that life to other people. That's what it means to be a living church of living stones. That's the spirit that's been passed on from generation to generation, that was passed on to you in the sacraments in a special way through the priesthood and the diaconate. And that same spirit and that same priesthood alive in our same living church is still calling us today, not to a what, but to a who. When you go forward this week for reconciliation, when you go forward this week for communion, when you go forward into the house of God to encounter the living church of God, remember, my brothers and my sisters, it's about the who, not the what. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.